Listening to that was the chief executive of the Road Transport Forum, Ken Shirley. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So the trucking industry is saying that BP's petrol price tactics are highlighting flaws in the plan for the Auckland regional fuel tax. How's that?
Oh, exactly so. What you see is price masking, and nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, no one should beat up or blame BP. They're acting in a sound commercial way. But whenever you have a hard boundary, as we do with the Gull Impact south of Levin or Masterton, so that those south of that area pay more than those north of that area with cross-subsidisation, that's to be expected. To try and create a hard boundary in Auckland on a regional fuel tax is equally nonsensical, because you will get price spreading by the oil companies inevitably, and the whole country will end up paying in part. So we actually collect $2 billion on the petrol excise duty ex Marsden Point, the refinery. Simple one-off transaction. Why not just add the 11 cents to that and say, oh, this is earmarked for Auckland, and stop all the bureaucracy and administration and the gaming at the boundary?
Well, let's just talk about the boundary. Practically, what do you think is going to happen when that boundary comes in?
Well, we had it for a brief period back in 2008, and then the incoming government canned it. It never really sort of took effect. I think it's more about political posturing than sound public policy, because what the Act or the bill before Parliament says, that any fuel purchased outside of the tax zone but consumed within is liable for tax. So the corollary of that is any petrol purchased within and incurring the tax should be exempt if you consume it outside of the region. And how on earth would you police that boundary? I mean, it's just nonsensical.
In Auckland, though, you can currently spend an awful lot less than a lot of places elsewhere in the North Island, can't you? Up to the tune of 20 cents a litre.
Indeed. In fact, the variations at the pump is greater than the tax proposed, no question of that. Mm. Yeah.
But doesn't that also mean that in many parts of Auckland, even after the fuel tax comes in, it's still going to be cheaper than elsewhere, like in Wellington?
Yes, that will be the case, but it will still have an impact. What we want, I think I totally agree with Dave Rogers, that the real action is to get more competition out of the terminals that Gull are currently blocked from getting access to.
Would you get more competition out of the terminals if you slap the tax on them and then the whole country paid?
Well, that's why you should just use the Marsden Point refinery, which is a one-off simple transaction, as a fuel petrol excise duty for government tax to invest in infrastructure. We all know we have to pay for it. It's a question of how you pay for it. No one objects to that. It's just we want the collection process to be sensible and simple.
Thank you very much for your time. Ken Shirley there, Chief Executive of the Road Transport Forum. Do get in touch with us on this one, 2101 on text message.